Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
England have ended their Germany curse to progress to the quarterfinals, and a 120th minute winner has seen the Ukraine defeat Sweden in Glasgow. This is your overnight update by Optus Sport for Wednesday, the 30th of June. I'm James Lawrence, and I'll be getting you up to speed on the latest news and results from Euro 2020.
And here's Grealish. And there's Kane! And England reach out!
England have progressed to the quarterfinals of the Euros after defeating Germany 2-0 at Wembley. With the scores deadlocked for the first three quarters of the match, it took a well-worked goal, finished off by Raheem Sterling, to open the scoring.
But it has a gnawing tension. And here is Harry Kane for England. And there's Jack Grealish. And here's Luke Shaw. And there for England is number 10 again, Raheem Sterling!
Although the Germans had a golden chance to equalise through Thomas Muller, they weren't able to get a goal of their own, providing the opportunity for England's Harry Kane to seal the victory, the Three Lions' first over Germany in a knockout match since the 1966 World Cup final. Here's what manager Gareth Southgate had to say about the result in his post-match press conference.
The fans in the stadium, who were also incredible. I mean, I've been here with a full house and not heard it anywhere near the levels that the crowd found today. Yeah, and to know that so many millions of people after such a difficult year at home can have that enjoyment that I know we'd have given them today is very special.
With England playing on what many have deemed to be the easiest side of the knockout draw, supporters of the side are certainly full of confidence.
Again, more pressure on them, of course, that the press here will be saying England are now going to go all the way to the final and it's coming home. So it's going to be difficult. Of course, we know that. But yeah, I think it's a huge step forward beating Germany tonight.
That was 93-time England international Sue Smith speaking on Optus Sport's live match coverage about England's quarterfinal prospects as they prepare to face the Ukraine, who themselves qualified for the last eight after a goal in the last minute of extra time against Sweden. The Ukraine took the lead through Manchester City's Oleksandr Zinchenko after 27 minutes before Sweden's leading goalscorer Emil Forsberg squared the ledger. With nothing separating the two sides after 90 minutes, the match progressed to extra time, where the Swedes found themselves reduced to 10 men after a red card was shown to Marcus Danielsson. The Ukraine were then able to capitalise on their advantage thanks to Artem Dovbyk's first international goal.
Oleksandr Zinchenko now. Oh, to fire it in! To Artem Dovbyk, who surely sends Ukraine into the quarterfinals!
On Saturday morning, the quarterfinals will get underway when Switzerland take on Spain and Belgium face Italy. Then on Sunday, the Czech Republic are set to play against the Netherlands and the Ukraine play England. You can catch all of the action live or on demand on Optus Sport. And that's all the latest from Euro 2020. I'm James Lawrence. I'll speak to you again on Saturday.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.